This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We'll begin with that deadly weather in the middle of the nation. James Stennis in Omaha, Nebraska, lost his home in a tornado. He says he and his family just made it to the basement when the tornado took away the upstairs.
We're just taking it day by day. I mean, you come upstairs and see that you have no house from emerging from the basement. You're home, but you're actually homeless.
The AP's Donna Warder on the brutal storms that killed at least four people in Oklahoma.
A state of emergency has been declared in 12 Oklahoma counties. Tornadoes Friday in Iowa and Nebraska also caused wide destruction and left one person dead. And a tornado in suburban Omaha on Saturday demolished homes and businesses. I'm Donna Warder.
Many students are demanding their universities cut financial ties with Israel because of the war in Gaza. The number of arrests at protests across the nation is about 900 in the past week and a half or so. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in the Middle East. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Israel must do more to increase the flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza, adding he would use his current Middle East trip, his seventh to the region, to press that case with Israeli leaders. Blinken would like to see concluded an elusive ceasefire agreement that would release hostages held by Hamas. Israeli airstrikes on the southern Gaza city of Rafah have killed over 20 people, including six women and five children. Abu Taha family members mourn their baby, who was killed in the strike.
The AP's Charles de Ledesma reporting. Police in Kenya say at least 40 people have died after a dam collapsed there. Here at home, the Rolling Stones are on tour, beginning in Houston last night. Frontman Mick Jagger is 80. This is AP News. It's a day off in Donald Trump's hush money case.
Donald Trump is not expected back in court in New York for his hush money criminal trial until tomorrow because of a long scheduled day off. Then on Thursday, there's a hearing on whether Trump violated the gag order. Last Friday, Trump's lawyers tried to discredit testimony of the prosecution's first witness, former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. Two other witnesses followed as the DA's office built the foundation of their case involving a hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels, who claims she had a sexual encounter with Trump, which he denies, along with the charges of falsifying business records to cover sexual encounters during the 2016 campaign. Julie Walker, New York.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk met with a top government leader in China over the weekend, just as car makers are showing off their latest electric vehicle models at the Beijing Auto Show. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.